Yeah! Trail of Dead mit The Doomsday Book auf Lux FM. Heute Abend spielen die von uns verehrten Herren im Berliner Lido. Und vorher haben es zwei aus der Band zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen über ihr neues 9. Album, Römisch 9 oder 9, und finden heraus, wieso das nicht wie der Vorgänger im schönen Hannover entstanden ist. Wir quatschen über die Vorteile einer mittlerweile wieder eingespielten Band, über den unbedingten Willen der Kapelle, immer weiterzumachen. Wir erfahren, ob es immer die Musik ist, die Conrads zu seinen tollen Coverentwürfen bewegt, oder ob es auch Momente gibt, in denen sein zeichnerisches Werk die Musik beeinflusst. Und wir verlosen Tickets für ihre Show im Lido. First of all, aber nochmal herzlich willkommen. Welcome, Jason and Jamie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing quite okay.
That's
functioning.
Hey, that's funky.
My brain is slowly awakening.
That's funky enough for Flux FM, my man. Mm-hmm. Where are you coming from today? How's traveling been so far?
Travel was fine. Munich.
Munich.
Yeah. That's Munich nice. Last night, yes.
Okay, cool. And how's the show been? How the Munich
great.
People
Munich was
reacted
awesome.
To the yeah. new music?
Yeah, they like the new tracks.
Yeah, and we do too. Cool. They're beautiful. They're beautiful tracks
cool.
on that new album called 9 or Roman numeral 9?
Yeah, Roman numeral 9.
XI?
XI.
XI, yeah.
IX, actually.
IX, all right.
XI would be 11. Oh, man. Well, yeah, congratulations on that new LP. I like it a lot. And you've recorded that one in Texas again, and not in Hanover.
No.
Where the last one was recorded.
We came back though. To Texas. Uh-huh. We went to a place called Sonic Ranch, mm-hmm. Which is 30 miles east of El Paso, and it's a really cool place. A lot of, like, amazing, you know, old school instruments are there, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, just you can live there. A lot of bands, you know, have recorded there that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like Beach House and
Yeah.
And
I've heard of that studio. It's in a kind of like in a remote place and not too much around it.
There's
right?
nothing around it.
It's in the desert.
It's in the desert, yeah.
It's on a pecan farm.
Yeah.
So it's basically the same as recording in Hannover, kind of. Nothing happening outside the studio.
Yes. Except
sort of.
A little different. In Hanover, at least there was a bar I would go to. It was called the Theater Bar, and in this place there was a Tejano bar, but I didn't want to go there because I could have got shot. You know,
yeah, the Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah. Oh,
are,
really?
Are very close.
Yeah. Oh, dangerous.
We were right on the border. So. Yeah.
Okay, cool. No, so I'm pretty happy that you stayed in the studio.
Yeah,
well, they didn't go for a drink. I mean,
yeah. Apparently, you know, if they don't like it, they'll just stuff you in the trunk, and then you drive over to Mexico, and then do what they need to do.
No. So it's kind of
scary.
Yeah, it's good that you were responsible enough to stay in the studio.
Yes,
I mean that would be a sad story for the last Trail of Dead album.
Yeah,
that half of the band was like kidnapped
by
the cartels.
It'd be kind of a crazy story.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't.
Yeah. Frenchie Smith was with you again, though.
Yep.
He's been with you for years now. I think since 2010 or 2011, he's been producing your records.
Yeah, he did the first record. You know, he helped with the first record.
Yeah.
He did which is the self-titled, and I don't know if anyone's heard it around here, but
we did.
It's
but I thought he was part of it. He's just jumped into the team in 2010, but no, yeah. he was with you before.
Yeah, and then we went with Mike McCarthy for a few albums, and then you know, he came back into the picture. I guess I guess a lot of things happened in between, and there was, you know, we've always had a friendship with him, and just so
and how important is having a guy that you can trust with you in the studio, because I think that you can work faster when you know what this guy is about and this guy knows what you're about, and you don't have to discuss too many things maybe.
Yeah, I mean I would say that's pretty close to the truth. I think he's kind of more of this positive sort of upbeat guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the last producer, Mike McCarthy, was a little more...
More depressing,
yeah. So it's kind of a contrast. And
Yeah, cool. Sounds good to me, though. What I love about the new record, again, is the drums. The drums and the way they are treated and the way that they fuel the songs, kind of.
Right.
And I wondered if there's many ideas for Trail of Dead songs that kind of start with the beat or start with the rhythm, because the rhythm and the drums, they have this... main role sometimes in the song, and it really the beat drives that song through its existence.
Yeah. I know Jason and I, we both share drumming duties on the record, and, mm-hmm. and our approach is we don't like, if it sounds normal, mm-hmm. we don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We like odd rhythms. You know, we like drummers that aren't necessarily considered great drummers. But they are interesting drummers.
Yeah.
So Trail of Dead does a lot of, we like interesting rhythms, which we had two drum sets this time in the studio.
Wow.
So either of us would jump on and, you know, he would be playing some percussion, a strange beat.
See. So
a lot of things were fueled out of just us banging.
So it is in the center of the studio work as well.
Absolutely. Yes,
of course. One can really hear that, I think.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, a lot of the music came out of long jam sessions.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a lot of songs when we went into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up writing we would put movies on a big screen TV mm-hmm. and turn the sound off and then write a bunch of instrumental music. So
that's another great way of getting inspired.
Yeah.
Because I actually, if Conrad was here, I would ask him if it's always the music that inspires his artwork, or sometimes his artwork inspires the music as well.
Right.
But you're doing that with films now.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's spawned a lot of hours and hours of instrumental music that may see the light of day, but within that writing process, their songs came out of there.
Wow, that's interesting. Also, sehr viele spannende Sachen sind passiert im Trail of Dead Studio bei der Produktion der neuen Platte Römisch 9. Man hat oft mit zwei Schlagzeugen in der Mitte einfach mal losgejammt und man hat auch Filme projiziert an die Wände des Studios und einfach mal über diese Filme drüber komponiert. Sehr, sehr interessante Herangehensweise ist das und es sind auch tolle Stücke bei entstanden. Wir hören hier nochmal eins an von der neuen Annie Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead Platte 9, das Stückchen Lie Without a Liar. And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead mit Lie Without Liar auf Flux FM. Bei mir im Studio sind Jason Rees und Jamie Miller, also zwei vom Quartett Trail of Dead, das heute Abend im Lido spielen wird. The LP that you've just released, it deals with loss, it deals with death and the way that you as a band and you as individuals deal with things like that. And I was asking myself, isn't art the only really way to really deal with these issues if you don't want to go down the religious path?
Right.
And you know?
Yeah, that's pretty close to the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, that seems, you know, either art heals or opens the wounds. You never know. But usually that's the idea to kind of use it as a way to articulate your feelings about what's going on in your life. You know, it's definitely a path.
Yeah.
To choose if you want.
Then, and I really think that sometimes it might even be better for your mental health if you take a look at these open wounds.
Right.
Instead of just trying to ignore them and then go on with your life, right?
Yeah. So it's cathartic. I mean, as an artist, when, you know, there's negativity in your life, instead of looking to God for an answer, you look for a cool melody to put to it.
Yeah.
You know?
And that melody, I think if you put it out, if you let it out of your system, it can really, you can listen back to it and it really helps you.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a good thing maybe for musicians in your age or in my age as well to start dealing with those things.
Right.
Otherwise you go crazy because it's inevitable that people around you are going to be dying, right?
Yes.
Grandparents.
I think, that's kind of like as I get older, you know, there is that you know, it's a natural thing. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's just about embracing the changes of life and, you know, and where things, you know, you just kind of have to sort of embrace the fact that we're all going to face that moment, you know?
Yeah, and I don't really think it's the route for so many artists to do whatever art they do is them realizing that they're not going to live forever and then they don't have answers for so many questions. So you'll just
never will.
Yeah. Never will.
So you'll just keep on asking questions via your art, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it's easier to live with upcoming death.
Yes.
I think when you do stuff like that.
Total death, man.
I already sang about it, so who cares? Bring it on.
Come on.
It's a little morbid, sorry.
Yeah. Jason, you and Archer, you still live in Austin. Jamie yes. spends most of his time in LA, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And Conrad is based in Cambodia. So there's the band
right around the corner.
Yes.
Right around.
He's just right down the street.
And then there's Conrad in Cambodia.
Conrad in Cambodia. Yeah. That's pretty funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're not covering that
yeah.
yet.
Yeah. Have you seen Conrad in Cambodia?
We've played there. Yeah.
You played in Cambodia?
We did. We went and played a show there. Yeah. It was awesome.
Wow. Yeah. And that's not too long ago, right?
It was about... 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay. So that's too old news for Flux FM.
Right. We can't talk about that
anymore. The way in the past.
No. But another thing that I find interesting about you being placed in various cities, I think that this opens the perspective of a band as well. There must be another view on the world with people living in various cities than if you were all based in Austin, Texas.
Right.
Oh yeah.
We all just around the same neighborhood and go like, oh, gentrification in Austin is a problem. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It probably is. Yeah. But it's cool that it's not the one and only problem that you're talking about in your songs that you're looking at as artists because you've. Yeah. So it has that disadvantages that you all live in various places.
It makes band practice really hard, but it makes for
advantages to a lot, right?
Absolutely, yeah, it does. Yeah, we all experience many different things, and we bring that to the collective table rather than, like you said, we're all based in one spot, and we're all dealing with the same thing, and it's stale. We all have a new story when we meet up for band practice. Everyone's got something new to talk about.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's interesting things.
But practicing happens in Austin, then.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, we
sometimes it happens in Tokyo.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes in Hanover.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've practiced all over the world. It's pretty crazy, but I think for us, like we're definitely we've been at it for a while. So when we get together, it happens pretty quickly that we can get comfortable with the older songs, and you know, it's not like someone didn't stop playing their instrument. You know, we all have other projects that we do, we're still like. The muscles are still being worked, and you know.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's kind of like I think it's a good idea to not hang around each other all the time.
Yeah,
bands come back from tour, and then they realize, oh fuck, we're sharing a flat.
Yeah.
So I have to be with those guys for the next weeks as well. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Look what happened to the Monkees? They all lived in that one house, and they broke up in 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a fake TV show.
Oh, wait. Something was wrong there.
The funny thing is, in the early days of Trail of Dead, we did all live in the same house.
Yeah.
And we would come back from tour and be like, I fucking don't want to see your fucking face.
No, I can totally imagine that.
So,
really.
Yeah, it's nice to have some space. Yeah. It's always good.
So that might be a recipe for long-lasting band relationships. Like, just move into other cities.
Yeah.
And the more years you play together, the further away the cities must be, you know?
Well,
One guy has to be in Cambodia or something.
Exactly. We found that with other bands that we've met over the years. You know, bands that have been around a long time, like Dinosaur Jr., none of them live anywhere near each other.
That's true.
Which is probably why they've been able to keep it together.
Yeah, but Dinosaur Jr. is not the best example of because they hate each other.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know. There's some love, I think, in there. But
absolutely.
I've met them a few years ago, and then they were all not talking to each other.
Oh, okay.
Fans are silly.
Bands are,
but you're not, and that's the main thing, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I bet you guys out here, screw those guys.
Yeah, fuck those guys. Yeah, I'm fucking...
So say hi to the others, to Audrey and Conrad from us. And I'm going to give away some tickets for tonight's show quick. Wer also heute Abend zur großartigen Andy Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead Kapelle möchte ins Lido, der kann jetzt einfach anrufen unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht dann, wie gesagt, auf der Liste für heute Abend im Lido Trail of Dead, die wir hier jetzt nochmal hören mit der deutschen Variante ihres Stückes Lost Songs. Ja, das haben sie nochmal auf Deutsch aufgenommen und zwar unter dem Titel Verschollene Songs. Jamie and Jason, thanks again.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
I hope I'll see you soon.
Sure.
Again. Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
All right.